سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق زوجها وبث منهما رجالا الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أي عباد الله إن أمثال القرآن كلها توضيح وبيان ولكن كما قال الملك الديان لا يعقلها إلا العالمون وهذا مثل بين أيدينا هو رابع أمثال القرآن مما تضمنته تلكم السورة العظيمة التي بين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فضلها حيث قال إن لكل شيء سناما وتنام القرآن سورة البقرة يقول الله تعالى في هذا المثل ومثل الذين كفروا كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع إلا دعاء ونداء صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون لذلك يبين حال ما يفعله كثير من الجاهلين المنتسبين لهذا الدين بواعز ممن زينوا لهم الباطل فأخرجوه في صورة الحق وكتموا الحق وهم يعلمون وهؤلاء المدعوون مكابرون لا يلتفتون إلى دعوة الناصحين الخائفين عليهم من نار السموم بل هم يصفون الواعظين بأنهم كاذبون مشركون مضللون
ويحذرون من السماع لهم كل غر، أسلم قياد نفسه لدعاة ضلالة يدعونه إلى مثل ما كان يدعو إليه أهل الجاهلية من دعاء الأموات. يقول الحق تبارك وتعالى: ومثل الذين كفروا فسماهم بالكافرين، إذ لا وصف يجسد حالهم إلا أن يكونوا كافرين معاندين لرب العالمين مكذبين بما جاء به المرسلون. وانظر إلى المثل الذي ضربه لهم حين قال الحق سبحانه: كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع. قال ابن عباس وأبو رضي الله عنهما وأبو العالية ومجاهد وعكرمة والحسن وقتادة وعطاء الخراساني والربيع بن أنس رحمة الله عليهم جميعا: ومثل الذين كفروا، أي فيما هم فيه من الغي والضلال والجهل، كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع، أي كالدواب السارحة التي لا تفقه ما يقال لها، بل إذا نعق بها راعيها أي دعاها إلى ما يرشدها لا تفقه ما يقول ولا تفهمه، بل إنما تسمع صوته فقط. وهذا كقوله سبحانه في سورة الفرقان: أم تحسب أن أكثرهم يسمعون أو يعقلون إن هم كالأنعام بل هم أضل. وكما قال في سورة الأعراف: ولقد ذرأنا لجهنم كثيرا من الجن والإنس لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون. وقال عز من قائل مبينا أن ما صاروا إليه من العمى والصمم وعدم العقل لما يقال لهم من الخير إنما كان بفعلهم هم، وليس لكونهم أصابتهم عاهات في حواسهم، لأن الله لا يكلف نفسا إلا وسعها. لذا قال عن أول من كفر من الإنس وهم قوم نوح عليه السلام الذين، وبالرغم من بقاء نوح فيهم 1000 سنة إلا 50 عاما، يدعوهم إلى إفراد الله بالعبادة من دعاء ونذر وذبح وغير ذلك من أنواع العبادات التي صرفوها لغير الله خالقهم ورازقهم والمتصرف في جميع أمرهم. قال سبحانه كما في سورة نوح: وإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا. لذلك فهم لا يسمعون شيئا ولا يهتدون بما فيهم من العناد والإصرار على الصدود. وقيل إنما هذا مثل ضرب لهم في دعائهم الأصنام التي لا تسمع ولا تبصر ولا تعقل شيئا. واختار هذا القول وانتصر له إمام المفسرين ابن جرير الطبري رحمه الله. وكلا الوصفين منطبق تماما على الكافرين، فهم في غيهم مسرفون وفي ضلالهم سادرون وبجعلهم مكابرون وعلى الحق يستكبرون. والذين يدعونهم من دون الله لا يملكون شيئا ولا يسمعون دعاء وهم مع ذلك كافرون بشركهم يوم القيامة متبرئون منهم ومن أفعالهم الدنيئة الخسيسة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك والذين تدعون من دونه ما يملكون من قطمير إن تدعوهم لا يسمعوا دعاءكم ولو سمعوا ما استجابوا لكم ويوم القيامة يكفرون بشرككم ولا ينبئك مثل خبير. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله ولي المؤمنين، رجاء الصالحين، الواحد الأحد الملك الحق المبين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه الأمين وآله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا معاشر المؤمنين، أخذ العبرة من الأمثلة القرآنية والتفكر في الأمر الذي ضرب له المثل لهو الغرض الأسمى من ضربها. لذلك قال تعالى: ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون، وقال: وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون، وقال: وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: كان الكتاب الأول من باب واحد على حرف واحد، ونزل القرآن من سبعة أبواب على سبعة أحرف: زجر وأمر وحلال وحرام ومحكم ومتشابه وأمثال. فأحلوا حلالا وحرموا حراما وافعلوا ما أمرتم به وانتهوا عما نهيتم عنه واعتبروا لأمثاله واعملوا بمحكمه وآمنوا بمتشابهه وقولوا آمنا به كل من عند ربنا. وهذا المثل المضروب في هذه الآية 71 من سورة البقرة: ومثل الذين كفروا كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع إلا دعاء ونداء صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعقلون. فهو وإن كان قد نزل في أهل الجاهلية الأولى، إلا أنه مضروب لنا ولغيرنا ولمن جاء بعدنا إلى قيام الساعة. فهو أي هذا المثل بيان لحقيقة الربوبية، بأنه لا يعطي ولا يمنع إلا الله. وكذلك فإنه أيضا قد جاء ليبقى نذيرا للمؤمنين من متابعة الكافرين في سنتهم وعباداتهم وعقائدهم من الذين هم عباد الأولياء والصالحين. وضرب ليبين أن الهادي إنما هو الله، وأنه لا بد للعبد من أن يستهدي الله، فهو مانح الهداية وهو مانعها. ومن سأله بصدق بلغه الله ما أمره وسار في تحقيق سؤله. فاللهم بلغنا منازل الصالحين، وارزقنا الهدى واليقين، وهب لنا ذرية طيبة وأزواجا صالحين، وبارك لنا فيما آتيتنا، وآتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة، وقنا عذاب النار، واجنبنا وبنينا أن نعبد الأصنام والأوثان والأولياء والصالحين، إذ أن هذا هو ما ضلت فيه أفهام وزلت فيه أقدام، فأتوا ما حرم الله من الإشراك بالله وإبطال حجج الله، فاجتنب الناس الأصنام وعبدوا الأوثان، فشدوا الرحال إلى القبور ونذروا لها النذور كالجيلاني والتيجاني والدسوقي والبدوي والقنطاوي والعيدروس وغيرهم كثير وكثير مما عبد في بلاد الإسلام وشخصرات الإسلام بعكس وبنقيض ما جاء به الإسلام. نسأل الله العافية. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
So that
تدري تراه تقارب تناظر في الحلم. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، وإن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. يا الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة، أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت، فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست يعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه المصطفى ما بعد. الحمد لله الذي اختص هذا المسجد بشهادة الأحياء وولاداتهم من جديد بعد أن كانوا أمواتا، وإن لم نحظى إلى يومنا هذا بشهادة الأموات. معنا أخ من أهل الفلبين قد دخل في الإسلام، ونقدمه اليوم لكم ليشهر إسلامه أمامكم فتكونون شهودا على ذلك في أرضكم في دنياكم وأمام ربكم في أخراكم. وهو أحد العاملين في شركة السفاري في هذا المطار، وليشاع ذلك وليعلم، فإذا لقيه مسلم قام بحقه وأعطاه إياه. معنا أخ عبد العزيز نوير. يا عبد العزيز، I'll say the testimony of faith and you'll be testimony. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، رسول الله، وأشهد أن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه، وأشهد أن الجنة حق وأن النار حق وأن الله يبعث من في القبور. بارك الله لك وجعلك مسلما صالحا. You are now declared your testimony of faith in front of your brothers here and they are witnessing that. Inshallah, now we are going, you know the meanings of this testimony of faith. or you want me to translate? Okay. You say, I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I bear witness that Isa, Jesus, is the slave of Allah, a messenger of Allah, and he is the word of Allah that we bestowed on Maryam, Mary, and he is a spirit from the spirit that Allah Ta'ala created. And I bear witness that the paradise is true, and the fire is true, and Allah Ta'ala will resurrect all those who die on the day of resurrection for death. Barakallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mabrook. الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا المصطفى ما بعد. Just before we get into the translation of the khutbah, I would like here to declare once again that inshallah ta'ala in these two coming weeks we are going to have kids class for the what we call it the qa'idah, for the proper pronunciation of Arabic, and this will be from after Asr until near about Maghrib, or like that, or 1 hour in fact, from Saturday until Tuesday. So I would like from every parent who are non-Arab and they would like their children to join to come tomorrow Saturday for Saturday Asr to register. Tomorrow there will be no class, but only registration. We'll take the names, we'll prepare the books. Sunday we are going to begin the classes, inshallah, right away. Any absence is not accepted, because it's only 2 weeks or something like that. So absence is not accepted for whatsoever reason. Absence means no success. That's it. But he can't continue, no problem, but no security. Right. And then we begin the translation. As we hear that the khutbah was, the khutbah began by khutbah al-hajj, as usual. And after that I said, O slaves of Allah, verily the parables of Quran are all, made or given to give more clarification for the thing that the Bible is set up for. But as Allah, the King, said that no one will understand it except those people of knowledge. And here with us, one fourth parable of the parables of the Quran, from which is included in this great surah, the surah that the Prophet ﷺ said about it in the hadith that is indicated by Albani rahimahullah, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَلَامٌ وَسَلَامُ الْقُرْآنِ الْبَقَرِ. Verily, there is for everything a top point, and the top point of the Quran is Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Ta'ala says in this surah, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِهِمْ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Parable for those who reject faith is as if one were to shout like a goat herd, to things that listen to nothing but calls and cries. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they are void of wisdom. Verily, this parable clarifies the situation of many of those ignorant who link themselves to this religion, Islam. And this situation from these arrogant is because of what the people of Paul are beautifying it for them and calling them to it. Calling them to the false, bringing the false in the form of truth, and they hide the truth while they know the truth. And those ones who are called, they disdain and they never look to those callers of the truth who bring them the truth and advise them to be on book. And they are worried about them of the punishment of the fire and the devil's action. Not only that, but these ones who are misled by the false colors and who are given the truth by the true colors are naming the true colors as liars, idol worshippers, misguiders, and they warn everyone else from listening to them. They are warning every arrogant, ignorant who has given the drive of himself to those scholars of false, in order to call him to the same thing that the scholars of the Jahiliyyah, here before Islam, used to call the dead bodies for their need. Allah Ta'ala says in this parable, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So he named them kuffar. He named them kuffar, as there is no any proper description of these ones that can describe them clearly except that they are kuffar. And they are opposers of the Lord of universes, of the Lord of all worlds, and they disbelieve in what the messengers came with. So look to the parable that Allah Ta'ala made for them, as he says, كمثل الذي ينحق بما لا يسمع. As if one were to shout like a goat herd, to think that listens to nothing but calls and cries. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, Abu Aliya, and these names I'm going to mention are all scholars of interpretation of Quran, Tafsir. Abu Aliya Al-Riyah, Mujahid Ibn Jabr, Ikrima, Al-Hasan, Qatada, Ata Al-Khurasani, Al-Rabi' Ibn Anas, these all, besides Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما, the head of the Mufassirin, all have said about this ayah. ومثل الذين كفروا. هذا الفردوس disbelief or reject the faith, meaning their example in what they are in from the situation of arrogance, ignorance and misguidance. كمثل الذي ينعق بما لا يسمع. It's as if one were to shout like a goat heard, to think that listen to nothing but calls and cries. So they are like the animals, like the sheep, the goat, the cow, the camel. When the goat hears, shout at them to make them avoid the harmfulness, but they listen not to what he says. And if they listen, they don't understand what he says. They just hear sound. And this is exactly as what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25, Ayah 42. أَمْ تَحْسَبْ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Or think so that most of them listen or understand, they are only like cattle. Nay, they are worse as they in part. And as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, Ayah number 179, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون. Many are the jinns and men we are made for hell. They have hair, they have heart, wherewith they understand not. Eye, wherewith they see not. And ears, wherewith they hear not. They are like cattle, nay, more misguided, for they are heedless, for they are heedless of warning. And Allah Ta'ala, the exalted, has said, clarifying why they become like that. Why? Is it true that they don't have heart? Is it true that they have no sighting, they are blind? Is it true that they are deaf, they don't hear nothing? And Allah Ta'ala then said, as that was by their own wish. Yes, they have eyes to see, but not the truth. Yes, they have ears to hear, but not the truth. Yes, they have heart to understand, but not the truth. And this means the truth will pass by their eyes, but they close their eyes. They don't want to see. The truth passed by their ears, but they close their ears. They don't want to hear it. The truth might reach their hearts, but their hearts are covered with a veil, so nothing can go through. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Nuh, Surah number 7, Ayah number 71. When he, Allah Ta'ala, described the first disbelievers ever known in the creation, besides the jinn and devil, because jinn and devil were free to mankind, but from amongst mankind, from amongst the children of Adam, these were the first ones who disbelieved in Allah and associated others in worship. The people of Noah alayhi salam, although Noah lived amongst them for more than 950 years, only calling. This is the age of call, not the age of Noah. Age of Noah is longer than this. But since he began calling them to the truth, until he called Allah to send down the punishment, the flood, this period was of 950 years. He called them and called them and called them, but they did not listen. They did not wish to listen. They mocked Noah. Allah Ta'ala said about Nuh that he said, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. And every time I have called to them that thou mightest forgive them, they have only thrust their fingers, they have only thrust their fingers into their ears, covered themselves up with their garments, drawn of a stain, and given themselves up to arrogance. So they cover themselves not to see, and they thrust their fingers, by that coverage they prevented even the light of guidance to come through their hearts. And that's why they don't understand, they don't hear, they don't understand nothing. Why? Because they are abstaining, they are opposing their Lord. It was said by some other scholars of interpretation of the Quran that the meaning of this parable is that it is for the gods that they worship. It's not for them, the worshippers. So the first thing, Ibn Abbas and others, it was for the worshippers. This describes the worshippers. When the callers to the truth call them. But now some other scholars said no, this parable is set up for the gods that they worship besides Allah. As these gods cannot hear them, cannot see them, cannot even understand nothing. And this was the opinion of Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, the Imam of the Mufassirin, rahimahullah ta'ala. But I say that both interpretations of this ayah, the one that Ibn Abbas and others say that this describes these worshippers, and the other thing which says that this describes the gods that they worship, is true. Both of them is true. As these worshippers, they reject the call to the truth. And their God that they worship, that of either mud or rock or trees or whatsoever, or dead or deceased people, all these cannot hear, cannot see, and even when they can hear or see, they can do nothing for those who call them. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Fatir, Surah 35, Ayah 14, يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ كُلٌّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ ما يملكون من قطمير. إن تدعوهم لا يسمعوا دعاءكم ولو سمعوا ما استجابوا لكم ويوم القيامة يكفرون بشرككم ولا ينبئك مثل خبير. He merged night into day and he merged day into night and he has subjected the sun and the moon to his law. Each one runs its course for a term appointed. Such is Allah your Lord. To him belongs all dominion. And those whom you invoke besides him have not the least power. If you invoke them, they will not listen to your call. And if they were to listen, they cannot answer your prayer. On the day and on the day of judgment, they will reject your partnership. And none, O man, can tell thee the truth like the one who is acquainted with all things, which is Allah Ta'ala. And by that we ended up the first part of the khutbah of today. And we began by praising Allah, the wali of the believers, the supporter of the believers and the hope of the pious ones and the only one and the king who owns all the dominion, the true God, the true God, and the one who is very clearly known that he is the only God. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon his trustworthy prophet and his perfect and his perfect family and his companions and those who follow them until the day of resurrection. Afterwards, all believers taking the lesson from the parables of the Quran, after thinking of it, is the reason why this parable is given. As Allah Ta'ala said to Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, Ayah 25, وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. It brings forth its fruit at all times, meaning the good word. That is the first part of the ayah. So Allah sets forth parables for men in order that they may receive a domination. And as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, ayah number 21, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Such are the solitudes which we propose to men that they may reflect. And as he subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah 29, Ayah 43, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And such are the parables we set for mankind, for only those understand them who have knowledge. And as in the hadith reported by Tahawi, Al-Hakim ibn Hibban, Al-Harawi, with a chain of narration that authenticated by Al-Hakim and agreed upon by Al-Zahabi and Al-Bani, said it is good by the collection of all the ways of the narration. On the authority of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah said, the first book meaning the Torah, the Old Testament, was descended on one way, upon one purpose. And the Quran, meaning all those books preceding Quran, all those books which preceded Quran were sent on one way and for one purpose. But Quran was descended on seven ways and for seven purposes. First, warning or forbidding things, commanding or obligating things, making things lawful, making things unlawful. Some of the Quran is clear and easily understood, and some is similar to other verses of the Quran, which may not be understood except by the people of knowledge. And parables. So the Prophet ﷺ said, make the lawful which is made in the Quran lawful, you also make it lawful. Which is made in the Quran unlawful, you also take it as unlawful. And do what you are commanded to do, and avoid what you are for, what is forbidden for you to do, and take the lesson and understanding from the parables of the Quran, and act upon what is clear for you in the Quran. Like drinking is forbidden, that's clear. Adultery is forbidden, that is clear. Stealing is forbidden, that is clear. So everyone can know it. Prayer is obligatory, that is clear. Hajj is obligatory, that is clear. Fasting is obligatory, that is clear. So you don't need no one to tell you that this is obligatory or that is forbidden. But there are some other rulings which are only to be known by the scholars, people who spend their time in seeking the knowledge. So those things, you believe in it as from the Quran, but you refer the meaning of it to the people of knowledge. And at the end of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, and say, all of you, we believe in it, all of it from our Lord. Meaning this Quran, all of the Quran came from our Lord. And this parable of the ayah number 171 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, the parable that we have talked about today, the subject of the sermon today, in which Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. The parable of those who reject faith is as if one were to shout like a dog hill to things that listen to nothing but calls and cries, deaf, dumb, and blind. They are void of wisdom. So this parable, although it was descended for the arrogant people, the ignorant people of the time of arrogance before Islam, but it is also for all nations until Allah and earth, the earth and whatsoever of it, that is in the day of resurrection. So it will stand as a parable for all of us. If we do like them, then we are treated like them. If we say that the Christians are wrong and they are not worshipping the one Lord, which is Allah, and they are setting partners with them falsely, and they are going to be punished by the fire if they die on that, with that, then it is the same thing for those Muslims who try to do the same thing. From those who worship other moon or sun or stars or trees or whatsoever. Then, so it is to clarify that, to clarify the Lordship, what it is, what is the Lordship? It is to believe that there is no one who can give or prevent guidance, health, wealth, children, what's happiness, but Allah. It is Him alone who can provide that. Neither Muhammad, nor Jesus, nor Moses, nor Jibreel, Gabriel, no one else can provide that but Allah alone. So you have to believe in that. And it is also set for all believers as a warning from imitating the disbelievers. So we are not to imitate the disbelievers in their worship. In their worship, of course, as so many have worshipped the pious ones of Muslims who passed away, and they go to their graves, and there they slaughter, and they go in their name, and they call them for their needs. All these are from what Allah Ta'ala clarified in this ayah, ayah 171 of Surah Al-Baqarah, surah number 2, that we all should avoid all this. And there are many names of which Muslims are praying. And when I call them Muslims, I just call them because people and the world know them as Muslims. But their acts prove that they are not Muslims. And when we say they are not Muslims, we are not naming every individual of them as kafir. Rather, we name the whole ummah as kuffar. But we say, who is given the clarification, the proof and evidences for what? For that, what he's doing is disbelief, and he still insists to do it, then he is a kafir. Then he is someone who is choosing to be a kafir. We cannot name the Christians who worship a messenger as kuffar, and at the same time we name those who worship less than a messenger as believers. That is not just. That is not fair. So all those who worship other than Allah, who slaughter for other than Allah, who go for other than Allah, who pray for other than Allah, who call other than Allah, who fear other than Allah, these are disbelievers. Whatsoever they are, from what tribe, from what nation, they are disbelievers. And by that, and we mentioned some names here, like Jilani, he's one of the pious brothers, who is worshipped by a big number of Muslims today, besides Allah, which is Shirk, Tijani, Rifa'i, Dishuki, all these are names. Qantawi, Badawi, Aydarus, and others. And like what the Shia are doing, worshipping their ayahs, and some names they raise, and they worship Ali, Hassan, Hussein, and like that. All this is from the same thing of this ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 171, from Surah Al-Baqarah, surah number 2. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all from the disbelief, misguidance, from the false, and keep us all and preserve us all on the truth until we stand before Him with the truth, and He let us enter the paradise, and then we meet once again there in the paradise with the prophets and messengers and martyrs and those pious ones. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala sahbih. Now we'll give some time for the questions if you have in the subject or about the subject. No question? Yes. Right, imitating the kuffar. As the brother said that I mentioned, and it's true, imitating the kuffar in worship. What about other than worship? Other than worship, is of two kinds, of two types. What? Imitating in worship, it is forbidden one word. I mean, there is no doubt on that. It is forbidden. From the forms of imitating the kuffar in worship, for example, worshipping pious ones. Look to the Christians. They worship a messenger. Pious. They worship a messenger. So if Muslims worship pious ones, then they are kuffar. They are imitating the kuffar. Celebrating the birthday of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why they are doing that? Imitating the Christians and celebrating the Christmas and the New Year and the like. Now, what is not, or let me put some other points. Okay, what is not from the worship, which is clear culture, it's only cultural. If this, we said that this is of two types. One type, a cultural that opposes the culture of Muslims. I don't say culture of nations, culture of Pakistanis, culture of Soviets, no, but culture of Muslims. If it opposes the culture of Muslims. Example, woman goes out and open, does not cover. This is the culture of the non-Muslims today. The Muslims imitated them, and they still consider that covering is a way of backwards and tradition, all traditions, and this is only for Arabs, which is opposing, although from one side it is a kind of worship, but also culturally it is forbidden. Also, shaving the beard or cleaning the face, beard and mustache also. This is one way of imitating the kuffar. Wearing like them, dressing like them, whether men or women. And in the time that you don't need to, or you are not forced to. Example, if you are a mechanic, and you cannot work in a Islamic culture clothes, but you need to wear something like pants or trousers to work, that is okay. But in other times of war, why you are wearing it? It's just to show that I'm somebody who's modern, which is not acceptable. So, as we said, if it is not a religious thing, if it is not from the religion, then we see if it opposes the Muslim's way, the Muslim culture, then that is forbidden. For example, you are forced by your work to wear trousers. I don't mean by your work, by the administration, no. By the the way how to handle the work. Right? Not by the way, or not by the wish of the administration. Oh, but it is, as you said, you are working in a factory as a mechanic, as a technician, as whatsoever. You cannot wear terrible like that, otherwise the machine will drag it and you will be in trouble. So you wear overalls, right? What for? You wear the necktie. What for? You wear the necktie. If you are a teacher, you are not forced to wear suit. So what were you wearing the suit? I like that. If you are a medicine doctor, what clothes you are wearing? A suit. And I don't want to stop by that, as this is the curve. In fact, this small thing has led the Muslims to imitate in the big thing. Today, let this go, no problem. But the problem is that the Muslims today are imitating in the worship time. In the worship time. See how many Muslims celebrate the birthday of the Prophet. From where they got it? Only from the Christians today. They said, how come the Christians celebrate for their Prophet and we don't celebrate? See, this is an imitation. Dangerous imitation. What, calling other than Allah. From where they got it? From the people of Jahiliyyah. People who used to live before Islam, who call other than Allah. So this is an imitating, very dangerous imitating, and this calls the person who dies with it to be permanently in the fire. So we want to, first of all, as the Prophet ﷺ said to Mu'adh bin Yaman, we want to set the priority. Today we have a big problem by making a priority. And I don't mean by that it's okay to leave anybody who wants to do anything. No, but I mean we have to set up the priority. Example, a caller, a guy who is seen by the audience as a scholar. He comes up on the stage to give a talk, or he comes on a TV channel, fully dressing, and clean shaving, with a necktie, like any TV interviewer from the kuffar. So this is not acceptable. Although we may let it go for some time with some ignorance or common Muslims, but not for those who stand in the position of the scholar. This is not acceptable at all. Or those who come and they put on turbans and they are doctors or whatsoever, and they clean shave. That is not a sin. Although we may not take a strong position from the common Muslims to do this, we still call them, but not taking any other position. So we have to differentiate between the religious imitating and cultural imitating. Allah. Okay. Any other questions? Right. Learn something.